Tonight is my grandmother's yard site. Yehudis, Bas of Yosef, Halevi, should be in Mail Tzioshe for us. Bez Hashem, all the Torah should be for Lili Nishmas, for Neshama. Also for Rachel Mail's yard site, which is today, the Morinayim yard site, Yodal of Cheshon, also Rav Nassim Svi Finkel. We're going to have three ideas tonight about learning Torah, teaching Torah to others. We know that Avram Avinu and Sari Menu talks about in the Parsha Lechacha that they made in the fashos of Klais, of the people of the world, in Choran, Rashi famously tells us that from the Medrash that Abram was Makar of the men, and that Sarah was Makar of the women. You know, the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, V'yochanan Zakkai, who I Omer, V'yochanan Zakkai used to say the following thing, Imamarata Torah Harbe, Al Tachzik Tovel Atzmach. If you learn a lot of Torah, don't think about it, great things about yourself, Ki Lekach No Tzarta. So the Kushner Tzermag wants to explain what it's doing because it was the point that you were created. The Torah, don't think great things, amazing things about yourself, that if you learn so much Torah for yourself, don't think you're all that. Don't think you're everything. Says the Kushner Tzermagid, what does it mean Tova La'atzmecha? Don't keep the Torah for yourself. Don't keep the good for yourself. What does it mean, the good for yourself? We know the Torah is called Tova, in Tov Ela Torah. At the end of the day, the Torah is the most beautiful thing in the world. It's the most good thing in the world. What does this mean? Don't keep it for yourself. Meaning, when be an Avraham Avinu, be a Sari Menu, look to help others grow. Look to help other people strive in their Judaism. That's what the pasuk says. The Kushan Kut Avodas Yisrael writes. The pasuk says in Eov and Parakei. Pasuk Zayin, Ki Adam La'amal Yulad. A person is created to toil. What does the word La'amal stand for? The word La'amal stands for Lilmod Amanas Alamid. That I'm learning in order to teach. And you don't have to be a rabbi to teach or a rabbi to teach. A person can be a father, a mother, and a friend, a brother, and a sister, a cousin, be able to help our friends grow. That's the first idea about Torah. Don't be an Avraham Avinu Sari Menu. Look, when you're growing and you're growing in your Judaism, look to help others grow. Second idea I saw over Shabbos, Rav Melech Biederman brings down, say a very interesting lashon when it comes to davening. You say in the brachos in the morning, Yiratzim Levanecha Hashem Elokeinu Elokeinu Seinu, Shetag Yileinu B'sor HaSechet, should be your will Hashem, that we should become accustomed to studying your Torah. So what happened was, a chassid once came to the Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe, the son of the Sfas Emes. He says, what? And he says, Rebbe, I have a great question. Why do we pray for Gilis and Torah? Shetargileinu besor secha. We should become accustomed to studying Torah. We should really say that we should be mischadish in Torah. It should be new for us. Hitzchadshenu, the Torah. The Torah should be new for us. Why do we say that the Torah should be regilus? It should be something rote and something dry. So the Imre Emes answered back such a beautiful answer. Why do we say Shetagli Masor Asecha, that we should be accustomed to studying your Torah? Says the Imre Emes, when you eat food. So a person eats three times a day. Some people eat more than three times a day. What happens? Each time you have the breakfast, lunch, or dinner, it's a tremendous hitzchachis. It's a tremendous newness. You eat with appetite, almost like you never ate before. So this is what we say, that the same way we should be with Torah. We should be accustomed to studying Torah. What does that mean? It means that we should be accustomed to study Torah a lot, but with the familiarity that we shouldn't lose the Torah. Every single time we eat, that it should become so rote to us, just like we eat three times a day. The Torah should be new to us. Like we didn't even eat that we didn't learn earlier today, right? When you have a good lunch, does that mean you're not going to have dinner? No, of course you're going to have dinner. So the same way you're excited for that third meal, for that meal, we want to say Kadosh Baruch Hu. It should be so regular to us, but we should have that same excitement, just like we have for food, for lunch or for dinner. We should have that same excitement for Torah. And finally, the third and final idea, just a quote of the Bartanur. The Bartanur says an amazing thing when it comes to Torah. Bartanur says in Pirkei Avos, you know, a lot of times you see the Tanam say, Hu Hay Omer. They used to say this, they used to say that. What's the point, says the Bartanur, what's the point of saying Hu Hay Omer? Hu Hay Omer is to show that it's not only what they said, it's who they were. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we just quoted Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, used to say that Al Tach Zitov El Atzvecha, don't keep the Torah for yourself. It wasn't just something that he said; it's something that he was. It was in his penimius. Every single time that the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Hu Hay Omer, they used to say,
It wasn't just the thing that they said. It's what, it's who they were. It's how they were identified. It's in their kishkas. It wasn't just the Torah. Wasn't just an intellectual gymnastic. It was supposed to affect their overall midos. That's why Pirkei Avos is not just a regular mishnayas. It's ways how to live. It's who they were, says the Bartonur. It's not just things they said. It's things that they were. Torah is something that should affect our overall midos and our overall neshama. Now in the month of Mar Cheshvan, sometimes, you know, people think of Cheshvan. Cheshvan is a very down time. And now with the clock change, we have a lot of extra time to be able to learn. We should be zocha to take all the time that we have to learn. Every single minute we have to learn Torah, to be able to help others. As we started the shir tonight from the Kushner and Sermag, and not only we have to be an Avram Avinu Sarminim, not only to study for ourselves, but to help other people grow. That's what Avram Avinu Sarminim were. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you're helping other people grow, you want to be Mekarav, I want you to be on my team. That's what the word says, Ki Adam La'omol Yula, La'omol Sans or Limod. Then we saw the second idea of the Emor Emes. Why did we say Shetaglin Basar Sechad, that it should be accustomed to studying your Torah? You should be accustomed the same way you have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But just because you have a good breakfast doesn't mean you have that same excitement for dinner. So too, the same way we should be accustomed to coming to Torah. That we should be full, but we should consider every single time we're ready for a new meal, the new meal of Torah. And finally, the third and final idea. It comes from the Bartanur. The Bartanur says that why does it who I Omer and Pirkei Avos so much? It's not only what they said; it's who they were. It's how they were known. And Be'ez Hashem, if we do this, Kadosh Baruch Hu will see that we want to be emesika people, emesika Jews. And we know that the Alexander Rebbe said famously, the emes puts everything together. Emes is the Elul and Tishrei and Mar Cheshvan. Aleph stands for Elul, Tishrei stands for Tishrei. Tav stands for Tishrei, and Mem stands for Mar Cheshvan. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see who's going to be emesika. With me right now, that take their Elul and take their Tishrei, it's all about Mar Cheshvan. So Be'ez Hashem, we should take these Torah ideas, we have to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu with the Holy Torah, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. Kavach, Shavuot Tov.